Good morning, everyone. Today's Perek is Perek Gimel, the third chapter of Hilchos Deos. We pick up exactly where we left off yesterday, the end of Perek Beis, where the Rambam had described that kinah, taiva, and kavod, jealousy, desire, and honor, drive a person out from the world. And in Perek Gimel, the Rambam will now come to continue off of that. Halacha Aleph. Shema yomar adam hoel va kinah va taiva va kavod ukiyotzi behem derech rahim umotzin es adam in olam. Since these different desires, one of jealousy and of physical pleasure and of honor, can drive a person from the world, since they are a bad path to follow, Efrosh mehen bioser, v'esrachik l'tzad ha'achron. You might think to yourself that it's safer that one distance himself from these elements as far as possible and go to the other side of the spectrum. Ad shelo yochal basar, v'lo yishta yayin, v'lo yisa isha, v'lo yishe bedira na, v'lo yobash malbash noe, you might come to think that I will therefore abstain from eating meat, drinking wine, getting married, living in a nice normal house, wearing normal clothing, but instead I'll just wear uncomfortable clothing and act essentially, as the Rambam compares it to, a monk of a different religion. Gam ze derech rahi v'asur lelechba. Rambam says this is not the Jewish way. This is also a bad path, and it's forbidden to pursue it. Hamahach b'derech zu nikra chote. In fact, somebody who follows such a path is considered a sinner. Sharehu omer b'nazir. After all, the pasuk said with regards to a Nazirite, somebody who has taken upon himself a vow not to cut his hair, not to drink wine, not to become a tamei meis. V'chiper alav me'asher chata ala nefesh. The pasuk says, and he'll have to bring a korban chatas in order to receive atonement. For what? Amrucham umma im nazir shelo perish elamina yayin sarach kapara. Hamonei atum mikol davar b'davar alachas kama makama. The Nazir is seen as requiring atonement because he's withheld from himself a normal part of life, wine. How much more so somebody who withholds even more essential, basic features of living will require atonement. Therefore, Chazal commanded us not to withhold from ourselves things unless the Torah itself has withholden. And you shouldn't take upon yourself vows forbidding different types of items based off the fact that you think that this is important. No, if the Torah didn't prohibit it, you shouldn't do it. What? It wasn't enough for you that which the Torah forbade to you? That therefore you had to go and forbid yourself with other things? And furthermore, the Rambam says, even those who are fasting out of piety all the time, that's also not the right approach. And in fact, Chazal forbade somebody to hurt themselves, to cause themselves pain by fasting. And about this, Shlomo said in Koheles, that a person shouldn't be such a tzaddik. Don't be so frum. Don't think that you're so wise by forbidding these extra things to yourself. It's ultimately going to lead for you to be destroyed if you're not careful. Halacha Beis. Therefore, what is the right approach? Tzarech ha'adam she'echavin libo b'chol ma'isav kulam le'idaz Hashem baruch hu b'vad. It's obligatory for a person to intend with his heart and all of his actions to come to know Hashem, to know Hashem alone. That is the goal of all of our actions, the sole goal. And everything we do, whether we sit, we stand, we talk, everything is for this sole purpose. Ketzad. I'm going to explain exactly what that looks like. When somebody's doing business, he's trading, he's hired to do a job in order to make money. In your heart of hearts, you shouldn't be thinking, oh, I'm doing this because I want to make money. But rather, you should think that I'm doing this in order to make money so I can get the things that I need, to get food, drink, etc., get married, and that way I'll be able to take care of my body. And similarly, when he eats, drinks, has relations, he shouldn't be thinking that, oh, my goal here is just to get pleasure. To the point where then all he does is he eats and drinks things that taste delicious, but aren't necessarily good for you, or has relations just to have pleasure. But rather, when he's eating and drinking and the like, he should be thinking that his goal is simply to keep his body healthy. Rather, he should not, therefore, eat as a dog or a donkey does, anything which just tastes delicious and is exciting to the palate. But rather, he should eat things which are healthy and nutritious, whether they're bitter tasting or whether they're sweet. And you shouldn't eat things which are bad for the body. And even though they taste good, you shouldn't eat them. So the Rambam is going to illustrate further. Somebody who has a certain feverish temperament. So he shouldn't eat meat or honey, or shouldn't drink wine. That it ends up leading to bad things. If you have too much honey, for example, it will be bad for you, given certain circumstances. You should drink a specific type of juice taken from types of herbs, even though it's bitter. And then by doing so, it will emerge that you're just eating and drinking in order to take care of your body for health purposes. The only reason you're doing this is because otherwise it's impossible to survive. You need to eat, you need a drink, but you're doing that only so that way you can survive and thereby serve Hashem. And similarly, when it has marital relations, his whole purpose should be in order for his own health and also so that he can have children. Therefore, he shouldn't have relations whenever he desires. But rather, his purpose should simply be for the sake of keeping his body healthy or to have children. It should be made clear here, the Rambam is talking about for health reasons. There are other reasons also, obviously, in terms of building the marital relationship between the husband and the wife. That is crucial as well. In fact, there's a mitzvah of omnah. The Rambam is just not focused on that right here and now. Halacha Gimel. Hamaning atzma al pi harefuah. Somebody who indeed does do this. He takes care of himself according to nutritional guidelines. Emsam al libo shiyah kol gufo ve'erav shleimim bovad v'shulo banim osin melachto v'amelin tzarko eindo derech tova. If you're doing this, though, with the purpose of the fact that you want your body to be healthy and that you want to have sons, for example, when you're having a relationship, you're doing it so you can have children who will then take care of you, or that way you can lead a comfortable lifestyle, that is not the right path either. The whole goal of why you should be healthy isn't just so you can have a better life. Obviously, it's wise to do so you can have a more comfortable existence. But the deeper reason, the sole reason we should be doing these things for, it's in order so that our body should be healthy, so that way we can know Hashem. Because it's impossible, the Rambam tells us, to become wise, to understand the depth of Hashem's Torah and His wisdom. If somebody's starving, or he's sick, or he has some sort of pain, and the reason why you should have a child, it's because perhaps, like any Jewish mother knows, perhaps one day he'll be a great person amongst Klal Yisrael. Nimsa, hamahalach b'derech zu kol yom oved es Hashem tamid. And now the Rambam says something incredible, that you find that somebody who lives his life with this mentality ends up serving Hashem constantly. Afilu b'shash nosim v'nosim, afilu b'shash shaboah. Even at the moment when you're doing business, even at the time you're having relations. Ibnei shemach shavdo b'kol k'dei sheyimsa tzrachav ad sheyagufo shalim levod es Hashem. Since, after all, your intent all along is that your body should be healthy in order so that you should serve Hashem, it turns out, therefore, that you are constantly serving Hashem with this intent. Even at the time when you're sleeping, you're as passive can be. If your purpose in going to sleep is so that way your mind can be settled, your body can rest and rejuvenate, that way you shouldn't even become sick, because after all, it's impossible to serve Hashem while you're sick. Even your sleep is service of our Creator. An amazing thing. If you came to the Mishnah Torah Project just for this halacha itself, that way before you go to sleep, you're hanging on your wall a little bit, I'm doing this so that way I can be rejuvenated in the morning and I can serve Hashem. That little bit of intent, it's quite an investment. For one moment of intent, you get 8 hours or however long you're sleeping. Halavai, we got 8 hours. You get that much investment of mitzvos. This is what Chazal commands us by saying, everything you do should be for the sake of heaven. Everything you do should be for the sake of upkeeping your existence, so that way you can better serve Hashem. And this is what Shlomo said in Mishlei, that in all your actions you should know Him. And He then will straighten your path. He will guide you to having a meaningful, maximal existence. Amazing, amazing parak.